So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ba'inus of Mefata, Lahakul, Lahachmer Ketza. Echad Sha'anus of Pitas, Gedele Shabakuna, Besagatana Shabisrael, Nason Chemisham Slom. Someone who is either Ma'anus, coerced, or Mefata, seduced a Nara, a 12-year-old girl, who is a Besula, a virgin, must compensate her with a fixed knas, a penalty of 50 silver coins, regardless of whether she comes from the most or the least prestigious family. However, Va'abashis Va'apagam, Hakolafi Amavayish Va'amasbayish. The other two compensations of Baishas for shaming her and Pagam for diminishing her status from Besula, virgin, to Be'ula, these amounts are not fixed, but depend on the stature of the one who shamed and the one who was shamed. The Gemara explains, although only the 50 silver coins for Kanas is mentioned in the Pasuk, the Nosin Ha'isha Shaychi V'malah V'ya Chemishim Kesef, the Lo'i Siya Le'isha Tachas Asha'ina, the Baishas of Pagam are not included in this Kanas. Abaye says because the Pasuk specifies Tachas Asha'ina to compensate for the coercion. This teaches that Knas only compensates for the Inui, Machal Deka Baishas and Begam. He must provide additional payments to compensate for Baishas and Begam. And Rava says, because the Pasuk specifies Venosna Ha'ish HaShaychi Vima, the one who cohabited compensates. This teaches that Hanosh Shchiva Chamishim, the Knas only compensates for the enjoyment of cohabitation, Machal Deka Baishas and Begam. Zok the Mishnah, B'maitzi Shemra Lahokul Lahachmer Keitza. Echad Shahitzi Shemra Al Gedula Shabekuhuna Vakatana Shabisol, Noisin Meyasela. Someone who falsely accused his wife of his nus must compensate her with a fixed knas of 100 silver coins, regardless of whether she comes from the most or the least prestigious family. Nimtzah, imer befiv, chamer min o'isa ma'isa. From here we see that a sin of words is more severe than a sin of action, as we see that a moitzi shemra who spoke lashon hara pays 100 silver coins, while the ma'anis mafata who defiled the nara pays only 50 silver coins. And although Moitzi Shemra also intended to cause his wife to be executed if his accusation is found to be true, nevertheless, the knas of 100 coins is only for the Lashon Hara, as the Pasuk states, V'ancho oise mei kesef ki hoitzi shemra, al shemra shahoitzi. Mishnah continues, Shekim etzinu shalei neschatim gizar din ala besein b'midbar, ela al Lashon Hara. We can also derive the severity of Lashon Hara from that which we see that the Yidden in the Midbar committed 10 Averis, and even so Hashem did not punish them until they spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael at the Cheda Maragum. As the Pasuk states, V'inasu eisi ze eser pam. The exclusive word ze teaches al ze neschatim gzardin. The Gemara now digresses into a lengthy discussion of Lashon Hara and cites a braisa. Rav Lozman ben Parta says, Bo'i re'ei kamagodl k'erich shal Lashon Hara minolan mimaraglim. We can derive the severity of Lashon Hara from the 10 spies. If the Meragim spoke Lashon Hara about the land of Eretz Yisrael that has no feelings were severely punished, certainly one who speaks Lashon Hara about a person who has feelings is severely punished. As the Pasuk states, V'yimusu anashim meitziyu dibas ha'aretz ra, al dibas ha'aretz sheitziyu. Gemara proceeds with a braisa that elaborates on Esen Nesayinis Nisa B'Sein LaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yidden in the Midbar committed the following 10 sins which were trials against Hashem. Shnaim b'yam, twice at the Yamsuf, once b'yirida, before they entered the Yamsuf, the Yidden complained hamibli in kevar b'mitzrayim, and then b'aliyah, when the Yidden came up from the Yamsuf, they claimed, shem sh'anu oil mitzad zeh, kach mitzrim oil mitzad acher. Just as we came out on one side, the mitzrim also came out on the other side. B'shnaim b'mayim, the Yidden complained twice about the lack of water, once in Mara and again Rafidim. Shnaim b'man, the Yidden violated the two mitzvahs of the man. They went out on Shabbos to collect mon, which was forbidden. And ish al yisim mimenu ad baker. They left over mon for the next day, which was forbidden. Shnaim bislav. The Yidden complained twice about the lack of meat. Once in Pasha Bishalach, before the mon initially fell, and then again in Pasha Baal Yisra. Achas be'egel, the incident of the eagle. The achas be'mid b'parin, the incident of the miracle. The Gemara proceeds with several statements about the severity of Lashon Hara. The Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim states, Mayidin loch, Mayyosef loch, Lashon Remiah. Hashem says to the Lashon, the tongue, you were given the following protections against Lashon Hara. Kali varv shaladim zekufin, va'ata mutl. All the limbs of a person are in a standing position, while their tongue is in a laying position. And, kali varv shaladim mibachutz, va'ata mibafinim. All the limbs are on the outside, while the tongue is on the inside. V'lo oid, el tishikafti lochashtei chaymes, achashal etzim, achashal basr. The tongue is surrounded by two walls, the teeth and the lips. Therefore, Mayitin Lacha, Mayyotav Lach, Lashon Remiah, what more can be added to protect you from speaking Lashon Hara? V'yechon Mishum Rebisim in Zimra says, Kol HaMasab Lashon Hara, Kilu Kafa Be'ikr. One who speaks Lashon Hara is considered having denied Hashem's existence. As the Pasuk states, Asher Amru Lachoy Neinu Nagbr Saveseinu Itonu Mi Adon Lanu. Amar Reza ben Zimmer called a Masapa Lashon Hara, Negoim Boim Alav. One who speaks Lashon Hara becomes afflicted with leprosy. As the Pasuk states, Malashni Basesere Eyu Eisle Atzmes, and the word Atzmes refers to Negoim. And Rish Lakish adds, the Pasuk says, Zois Tiyat Teresa Metzaira, the word Metzaira can be read, Zois Tiyat Teresa Shal Maitzi Shemra. The Pasuk in Sefer Kehelet states, Im Yashach HaNachash B'lei Lachash Be'in Yisun L'Bal Lashon. In the future, all the animals will gather around the snake and say, "Ari dairis va'eichel, zev tarif va'eichel." The lion claws its prey and eats it. The wolf tears its prey and eats it. However, ata mahano yesh lecha. What do you gain from biting people and killing them? The snake will respond, "V'chima yisrin labal haloshen." The people who speak lashon hara also have no gain. And as Rashi Masechtas Tainus explains, they will be humiliated together with the snake for their forbidden speech. One who speaks Lashon Hara raises his sins until the heavens. As the Pasuk states, Shasu b'shamayim p'yem u'lishoyin them tahalach b'aretz. Amar Rav Chizkiya amar, Ukvo kol ha'masapa Lashon Hara ro l'sikli b'heaven. One who speaks Lashon Hara deserves to be stoned to death, because the Pasuk of Lashon Hara states, Eisei atzmes. And the Pasuk in Eicha states, Tzamsu b'bar chaya v'yadu even bi. Amar Rav Chizkiya amar, Ukvo kol ha'masapa Lashon Hara amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Einani b'hu yichayin lo d'ba'ilam. One who speaks Lashon Hara is despised to the extent that Hashem says, I cannot dwell with him in the same world. As the Pasuk states, Maloshni Basei Sereyu Oisei Atzmes Gevai Naim V'Rachav Levav Oisei Le'uchel. The word Oisei is pronounced Itai, with him. And others apply the statement to Gasei Haruach, one is haughty. Amar Rav Chizkiya amar Ukvo kol ha'masapa Lashon Hara Imra HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Sar Shel Gehenem Ani Olav Milmala Va'ata Olav Milmata Nidoneinu. One who speaks Lashon Hara, Hashem tells Gehenem, I shall punish him from above, and you shall punish him from below. Amar Reb Chama Reb Chanina Mat Takanasei Shel Masapi Lashon Hara. The solution for one who spoke Lashon Hara is as follows: Im Tamo Chacham Hu Yasek Bat Torah. A learned person should study Torah. Ve'mama Oretz Hu Yashvul Daita. An ignorant person should act with humbleness. Racha Reb Chanina disagrees and says, Siper Inle Takana. There is no solution for one who already spoke Lashon Hara, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Yachris Hashem Kol Sif Sichalakis Lashon Midaberes Gedolos. Rather, El Matakanasi Shalayovay Ladei Lashon Hara. The solution is to prevent one from speaking Lashon Hara, Im Tamachachem Hu Yasek Batera, Vemama Oretz Hu Yashbal Daiter. Tanbe Bishmol, Kol Masapa Lashon Hara, Magdal Avonis Keneged Shalish Averis. One who speaks Lashon Hara is equivalent to one who committed the three most severe Averis, Alavayis Kechavim, Vigila Reis, Veshvichas Dam. Vemarava Amri, Lashon Tlisai, Kotl Tlisai. A gossiper who spreads Lashon Hara causes three people to be killed. Mesapri, the one who spoke the Lashon Hara, Mekabli, the one who accepted this Lashon Hara from the Reichel, and Oimri, the gossiper himself who spread this Lashon Hara. As Rashi explains, Shemitaych Merivish and Nefelis Ben Ashnaim Hargan Zeh, Vahargan Goyel Adam Esarachel. The Rechilis causes strife between the Mesapri and the Mekabli to the point that they kill each other, and then their relatives take revenge and kill the Reichel. The Pasuk initially states, Mavis Vachaim Biad Lashon. The tongue is compared to the hand, and that Ma Yad Memisa, Af Lashon Memisa. The tongue can kill like a hand does. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyah states, Chetz shachet l'shaynim mimra diber. The tongue is compared to an arrow, and that, Memisa afilo shalei b'samachlo. An arrow can kill from a great distance of 40 to 50 amma, and the tongue can kill at even a greater distance from the ground to the sky. This discussion continues in the next daf.